When a cost segregation engineer walks through your building, she is making decisions about every item she sees. Is that item part of the structure, or is it something different, something that might write off faster? Two of the most practical questions she asks come from a 1975 IRS ruling called Revenue Ruling 75-178. The questions are simple. First, is this item permanently attached to the land or built permanently into the structure of the building? Second, is this item a permanent part of the building or is it something that could be removed? Items that are not permanently attached and are not a permanent part of the building may qualify as Section 1245 tangible personal property. That means they get their own depreciation schedule, 5 years or 7 years, instead of riding along with the building at 39 years. Let me make that concrete. Think about a specialty countertop in a restaurant that is secured with screws and could be removed without tearing up the building. Think about a display system in a retail store that is bolted to the wall but does not form part of the wall itself. Think about a decorative lighting system hung from the ceiling with mounting hardware. These items exist in the building, but they are not the building. They can be taken out. They are not poured into the foundation or welded to the frame. Revenue Ruling 75-178 gives the engineer a way to frame the analysis. Movability matters. Permanent attachment matters. When an item scores on the personal property side of those questions, there is a basis to classify it as personal property and depreciate it faster. This is not a checklist that automatically qualifies everything you can technically unscrew. The analysis looks at how the item is used, how it is installed, and whether it functions as part of the building or apart from it. But movability and permanent attachment are real factors, and this ruling puts them on the record. You will see this analytical framework referenced in the methodology section of a well-prepared cost segregation report. When the study explains why a specific asset was classified as five-year property, this kind of analysis is part of the reasoning. The engineer documented what she saw, how the item was installed, and why the attachment and movability criteria support the classification. Revenue Ruling 75-178 is not as famous as some of the court cases in this series, but it is a practical working tool. It is one of the frameworks that makes the component-level analysis systematic and defensible. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the movability and attachment analysis applies to your specific property, look at the asset-by-asset documentation in your report.